إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالًا كثيرًا ونساءً، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أحسن الكلام كلام الله جل وعلا، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، أولا أحييكم تحية العيد، وأقول لإخواني وإخوتي في الله، تقبل الله منا ومنكم صالح الأعمال. I began by greeting my beloved brothers and sisters with the greeting that the Salaf they used to say to each other in the like of this beautiful occasion, this beautiful day of the Eid. May Allah accept from us and you the righteous deeds. Ameen. أما بعد، فاتقوا الله عباد الله، اتقوا الله حق التقوى، واستقيموا على الدين، لأن الاستقامة هي طريق الفلاح. The first advice for myself and for my beloved brothers and sisters: fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He should be feared, and try your best to be upright upon this deen of Islam. Try hard, try your best to be straight, steadfast, upright, mustaqim on this deen of Islam. Istiqama, to be upright upon the deen, leads to success. فقد أخرج الإمام مسلم في صحيحه في كتاب الإيمان من حديث سفيان بن عبد الله الثقفي رضي الله عنه قال: قلت يا رسول الله، قل لي في الإسلام قولا لا أسأل عنه أحدا بعدك. قال: قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم. الإمام مسلم رحمه الله has brought this narration in his Sahih, precisely in the book of Iman of Faith. That's the hadith number 38. On the authority of Sufyan ibn Abdullah al-Thaqafi radiallahu anhu, who said, I said to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell me something, tell me a statement that I don't have to ask anyone after you. Tell me something in Islam I have no need to ask anyone after you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, say amantu billah, I believe in Allah, and be upright upon that. قال الإمام العلامة فضيلة الشيخ عبد الرحمن بن سعدي رحمه الله: هذا الرجل طلب من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كلاما جامعا للخير نافعا موصلا صاحبه إلى الفلاح. He says this man, which is this companion by the way, has asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam a comprehensive, to give him a comprehensive statement that include all type of good and yet beneficial for him, and it is beneficial for us as well. A statement that will put him on a path of success. قُلْ أَمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ. Say, I believe in Allah. قال الشيخ والإيمان متضمن العقائد ولأعمال القلوب وكذلك أعمال الجوارح هي من الإيمان كما ذكر أهل السنة في تعريف الإيمان فهو اعتقاد بالقلب ونطق باللسان وعمل بالجوارح يزيد بالطاعات وينقص بالمعاصي. So the advice that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has given to this companion, as Shaykh bin Sa'di رحمه وتعالى explained this hadith, he says, he advised him to believe in Allah. The belief that consists of him having a sound creed, sound aqidah, which related to him, coming with the actions of the heart, the actions of the tongue, and the actions of the limbs. As the scholars of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they mention in the definition of Iman is belief in the heart, and a statement by the tongue, and actions by the limbs, increases by obedience and decreases by disobedience. قال له ثم استقم. The Prophet said to this man, and be upright upon that faith. Faith requires knowledge, by the way. تعلم requires knowledge. You gotta learn from the proper sources, the Quran, the authentic Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, with the understanding of As-Salafu Salih, the companions of the Prophet ﷺ in the best place, and whoever followed them upon good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Fussilat, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. In Surah Fussilat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, those who say, Allah is our Lord, and they are upright upon that, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, the angels will descend upon them. As Shaykh bin Sa'di rahimahullah, when he explained this verse in Surah Fussilat, he says the angels, those who they believe in Allah to be their Lord, they have Iman, and they are upright upon this faith in their life, on the time of death, the angel will continue to come to give them glad tidings. يَتَكَرَّرُ نُزُولُهُمْ عِنْدَ الْإِحْتِدَارِ يُبَشِّرُونَهُمْ لَا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Shaykh bin Sa'di says, those who are upright, may Allah make us from the Mameen, to be upright upon this deen, whenever you may be, at home, in a masjid, at work, سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَّةً, when you're alone, when you're around others, you're upright, you're firm upon the deen of Allah. Such people, at the time of death, the angels will continue to descend upon them, giving them the good tidings. What is that? أَلَّا تَخَافُوا, fear not. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا, nor grieve. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُعَدُونَ, and they give them the good tidings of the Jannah that they are promised. قال الشيخ بن سعدي رحمه الله لا تخافوا يعني من المستقبل. He says when they give them the good tidings that they should have no fear, meaning you should have no fear whatsoever as related to waiting for you in the grave, in the sirat, in Yawm al-Qiyamah, no fear upon you because you were upright in this dunya. ولا تحزنوا, grieve not, على ما فاتكم في الماضي. You shouldn't worry about what happened before in this dunya. قال الشيخ الوالد محمد بن صالح العثيمين أحد طلبة فضيلة الشيخ الوالد عبد الرحمن بن سعدي. شيخ محمد بن صالح العثيمين now one of the main scholars of this deen رحمه الله, and one of the main students of the Sheikh. Will just give you some quotes. Sheikh bin Sa'di, he says, هذا الحديث العظيم تضمن وصية جامعة للدين كله. He says this hadith, which is an advice in a form of an answer that the Prophet ﷺ has given to this noble companion, he says, comprise an advice that includes the entire deen. حيث أوصاه بالإيمان والإيمان يتضمن الإخلاص, إخلاص الدين لله سبحانه وتعالى, وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين. ألا لله الدين الخالص. He says, since in the first advice the Prophet ﷺ gave this man to have belief and faith, he says, faith requires ikhlas, sincerity. Sincerity, as Allah commanded us in Surah Al-Bayyinah, and they were not commanded except that they should worship Allah with ikhlas, with sincerity. In another ayah, Allah says, to him, meaning to Allah, belongs the pure and sincere religion. والله ما خلقنا إلا لهذا إلا لهذه الغاية العظيمة. قال تعالى وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. Allah created us only for this great task, for this great purpose, to worship Him alone. Has made everything subject to our use, so that we can try our best to do the best job related to this huge responsibility upon us. Allah tells us in Surah Al-Dhariyat, I have not created the jinn and the human being except to worship me. Sheikh Muhammad Salih Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala says, والأمر الثاني أمره بالاستقامة على هذا الدين بتطبيق شريعة الله بما جاء في كتاب الله وفي سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, وهذا الشرط الثاني لقبول الأعمال. As for when he told him to be upright upon this deen, this consists of the fact that he has to learn the deen. Consists of the fact he has to understand it. Consists of the fact he has to put it to application according to what Allah has legislated in His book and in the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore the two conditions of the acceptance of the deeds, al-ikhlas wal-mutaba'a li Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, have sincerity and following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قال الشيخ محمد بن صالح العثيمين رحمه الله والاستقامة, الاستقامة هي الثبات على الدين بلزوم كتاب الله وسنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الشيخ بن عثيمين, he explained to us now استقامة, what is it? To be upright, to be righteous, to be straight, to be a righteous person, a righteous Muslim or Muslima. What is it? He says, to hold on firm to the deen by holding firm to the book of Allah and to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال والاستقامة هي لزوم الطريق المستقيم والابتعاد عن الطرق المضلة, عن الأهواء, عن الشبهات, عن الشهوات, عن البدع وأهل البدع. Likewise, istiqama includes the fact that we should be upright upon the straight path that Allah has commanded us to be upon. وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه. This is my straight path. Then all of you should follow it. And we should not follow the whims and the desires. And we should not follow the innovations nor the innovators. Rather, we forsake ourselves from the innovations and from the innovators, and we hold on tight to the deen of Allah. والاستقامة هي فعل الطاعات من أداء الفرائض والتكثير من النوافل خاصة الصلوات الخمس. Likewise, included in this definition of istiqama, to be upright, to be righteous, that we have to preserve the obligatory acts of obedience and try our best to increase from the supererogatory acts of worship, especially the prayers, ya ibadallah, the salat, which some people, they were, it's okay for them to pray every salat in the masjid, but once Ramadan comes to an end, they go away with it. As-salatu ruknun min arkan al-islam wa laysat ruknan min arkan Ramadan. Keep in mind, once again, we'll remind you that salat, the prayer, is a pillar from the pillars of Islam. It is not a pillar from the pillars of Ramadan, ya ibadallah. Al-muhafada ala al-fara'id, to be able to preserve what Allah has made obligatory upon you, to increase from the actions that will get you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هذا مفهوم المستقيمة. تكن مستقيما في نفسك في لسانك في جوارحك. لسانك مستقيما، بصرك مستقيما، سمعك مستقيما، كل شيء فيك مستقيم على الطاعة، على كتاب الله، على سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. You're gonna be upright. Everything in you should be upright. Your heart has to be upright, man, upon this deen. Your mind has to be straight. Your eyes, likewise. Your ears, your private parts. Your tongue has to be straight. Your hands, your feet, every move you make, try to be straight, steadfast, firm upon the book of Allah and the sunnah of the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فكيف يدعي أحدنا الاستقامة والناس ما سلموا من لسانه ولا من يده غيبة نميمة شتم سب. How could one of us claim to be upon استقامة, to be upon righteousness, to be upright, but the people, his brothers and sisters, are not safe from his tongue? His brothers and sisters are not safe from his tongue, eating their flesh, backbiting, slandering, lies, cheating. كيف يظن أحدنا أنه مستقيما وهو يغش الناس, يغشهم في أموالهم في معاملاته. How could it be possible for one of us to claim that he is upright, no doubt, but he cheats his brothers, he cheats his Muslims brothers and sisters when he deal with them, when he have any transactions with them, he cheat them and deceive them, yet he thinks he's upright upon this deen of Islam. كيف يدعي الاستقامة من لا يعرف عن دينه إلا الاسم, لا يعرف توحيدا ولا شركا ولا إخلاصا ولا متابعة. How could it be possible for one of us to be sure and certain that he or she are upright upon this deen of Islam, yet that person has no clue whatsoever, has no knowledge about Tawheed, has no knowledge about Allah, has no knowledge about Shirk, has no knowledge about Nifaq, has no knowledge about Ikhlas, sincerity, has no knowledge about his Lord, Allah, has no knowledge about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yet he's the most knowledgeable when it comes to affairs of the dunya. When it comes to affairs that may not have no benefit in this life nor in the hereafter, they can go on and on and on. They cannot write half page on Allah, their Lord, who created them and fashioned them in a best form. فعلينا أن نستقيم كما استقمنا في رمضان, فرب الشهور واحد. كيف نستقيم في شهر, كيف نستقيم في شهر واحد, ثم نعود إلى ما كنا عليه من اقتراف المعاصي وظلم أنفسنا وانتهاك لحرمات الله وحدود الله في 11 شهر. How could it be possible for some of us who want safety? They want to be safe from the fire. They want to be admitted in the Jannah. Yet, they were upright for this month of Ramadan. They were upright in this month of Ramadan. Recitation of the Quran, spending in the way of Allah, feeding people, being mindful of what they say, being mindful of what they look at, being mindful of what they go. And yet, once Ramadan goes, they turn to do the same thing they used to do for 11 months. والعياذ بالله. فعلينا بالاستقامة أينما كنا. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. عباد الله، هذا عيد لكنه عيدان. Today we're in the عيد الفطر. But from the ni'mah of Allah this year, we have two عيدs. عيد الفطر and the عيد الجمعة. Since we are in جمعة يا إخوان, so we have more than one reason to be happy, to be joyful. I don't want to see no frowny faces, man. Be happy, يا إخوان. Be joyful. Be happy because you are in the عيد. This is a day when we should forget about our concerns, forget about our debts, forget about our differences, and shake a hand or two. The brothers shake the hands, give hugs. It should come from the hearts. Put everything to the side. Don't worry now. Be happy. This is a moment of happiness. At home, be happy with your wives, with your children. Tolerate them. If they do something, today is the Eid. But that doesn't mean let them do whatever and tear up the place apart. La. But be tolerant a little bit more today with them. Because today is the Eid. Your family, she asks you something, try your best to do it. She asks you to visit with a sister that you trust, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, let her have some good time like we do have times. Because we the brothers, after this, we take our home, wives and children, drop them home, and we go have fun with one another. Now the sisters want to have fun too, with their sisters. Make sure who they go to. If you know that your family is going to be in a household, that's alhamdulillah, they are upon the sunnah, they respect, alhamdulillah, be tolerant. This is the Eid, ya Ikhwan. The Eid when we be happy and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. وتذكروا بهذا الجمع الصغير يوم الجمع عند الله. Now this gathering of ours, as we came from all over places, this should remind us for the real gathering on يوم القيامة. يوم يخرجون من الأجداث سراعا. When the people that will be coming out from their graves to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember this day, because if we remember it, we will make sure that we prepare for it. But if we forget about it, it becomes easy for us to forget as well, to make the necessary preparations for يوم ذلك اليوم يوم التغابن يوم القيامة يوم العرض يوم تعرضون لا تخفى منكم خافية. The day when you be all brought in front of Allah, nothing that you have said, nothing that you have done will be hidden that day. Me and you, we can conceal certain things. We can hide certain things from one another. On Yawm al-Qiyamah, everything will be presented in front of us. May Allah make us from those who will be happy on that day. Ameen. Share with you a fiqh issue as related to the day. Since today we have two Eids, walhamdulillah. The ulama of Islam, and precisely I'm going to read to you the answer of Shaykh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala. He says, if the Eid al-Fitr, or Eid al-Adha, coincide with Yawm al-Jumu'ah, so for those, this is very important to remember, for those who prayed the Eid with the Imam, not those who came late and missed it, those who prayed the Eid prayer with the Imam, it's okay for them not to assist, to come to attend Jumu'ah prayer. It's okay. It doesn't mean they don't have to come. If they want to come for Jumu'ah, which inshallah is going to be established at the Masjid al-Rahmah at 1 p.m. today, inshallah, the right time. Those who wants to come, jazakumullahu khairan. Those who they may have other things to do, then inshallah ta'ala you're exempt, but you have to pray dhuhr. As for the imam, he's not exempt. He has to give the khutbah. Sheikh Ibn Baz says, unless he shows up and nobody show up for Jumu'ah, he pray dhuhr and go home. Lastly, akhwan wa akhawat, we remind the sisters, as the Prophet ﷺ used to remind the women. When he remind them and tell them to expand in the way of Allah, because he saw that they are the majority of the people of the fire, wal'iyadu billah. So we advise our sisters to be upright as well. Try to learn your deen from its proper sources. Try to be with the right people, in the right place, in the right masjid, listening to the right material, reading the right books, downloading the right files. That's what you want to do. Yes, I know our beloved sisters, their task and responsibility is great at home, especially if they have children. But yet, you're a Muslimah. You were created to worship Allah too. So you, with all of your busy schedule, try to find time to read the Quran. Try to find time to listen to a tape on Tawheed, on Shirk. Try to listen to the ulama. Try to, you cannot come to the masjid, listen on Palto. Read those books. Alhamdulillah, for us these days, we have material of all types and kinds. So try to learn your deen, ya amatallah. Save yourself by learning the deen and by applying the deen to the best of your ability. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our fasts and to make us from those people who fasted Ramadan for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our qiyam, our standing, our charities, and everything we did in this month of Ramadan. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who they were saved, from those that Allah saved from the fire in this month, this blessed month of Ramadan. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure the sick amongst ourselves, to have mercy upon the Muslims who died. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for those of us who are going through difficulties and those who are struggling, that Allah make it easy for us. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us better today than we were yesterday, and to make us better tomorrow, inshallah, if we see tomorrow as we are today. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us firm upon the path that leads to righteousness, the path that leads to the pleasure of Allah, the path that leads to the Jannah. Lastly, I would like to thank Allah first for completing His favors upon us by allowing us to complete the month of Ramadan this year, 30 days. And I would like after that to thank the community of Masjid al-Rahmah, brothers and sisters, administration, security, those who do the cooking, those who serve the food, those who clean, those who do maintenance, those who present the food, those who spend their wealth. And likewise, I would like to thank all of the brothers and the sisters who yet we know they've been coming from far, from New York, from other states, to participate with their brothers and sisters, the people of Sunnah. We love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As an Imam, Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah, qala, istawsu bi ahli sunnah khayra, fa innahum ghuraba. He says, be good, be nice to the people of Sunnah, they strangers. Wa idha sami'ta bi ahad min ahli sunnah fil mashriqi aw fil maghribi, fa ablighhu salam. And if you heard a person of Sunnah, whether he be in the east, whether he be in the west, give him the salam from me. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.